Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We start with what is being called, at least by the royal couple's spokesperson, a near catastrophic car chase involving Prince Harry, his wife Meghan Markle, and the paparazzi in New York. Larry McShane is a reporter covering this for the New York Daily News. Chris Melcher is an attorney here in L.A. who represents celebrities. Gentlemen, thank you both for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Larry, let me start off, since you're there covering it in New York, and as being a New Yorker myself, I find the whole notion of a sort of wild, near catastrophic car chase through Manhattan somewhat hard to swallow. Am I swallowing badly?
Well, I don't know. Mayor Adams is now saying it was more like 45 minutes. And then they turned up at a local police precinct, Harry and Meghan. And then it was somewhat resolved after that. So 2 hours might be a little long.
But a car chase, I think that's where we're running into the burden of a car chase in New York. With traffic the way it is, would be like a car chase in downtown L.A. How do you get around the cars?
Well, it was 10 o'clock at night. It's the summertime, not as busy as it usually is. Some of it happened on the FDR Drive, which is more of a freeway than driving actually in city traffic.
Is there a sense, though, there that there might be some royal exaggeration?
I haven't heard that. It was addressed by the mayor, who, other than the timeline, was pretty specific about what happened. And he kind of chewed out the paparazzi a bit and said they need to learn how to behave in New York City.
Chris, let me ask you, you're an attorney, you represent celebrities. If Harry and Meghan were your clients, what would be the next step for them in New York? And then a follow-up question, would it be different had it happened in California?
Well, sure. I mean, in speaking to California, we have so much experience with these type of events happening before that we have a vehicle code section, which makes it a crime to interfere with a driver or follow too close or drive recklessly for the purpose of taking a photograph and selling it. So that's been tested with Justin Bieber, who was involved in a similar incident 11 years ago. And then we also have laws protecting the privacy of celebrities when they're in a personal or family setting and the paparazzi invades their privacy or trespasses to get that photograph, they and the publisher can be sued. So those are the rights in California. I'm not quite sure what they are in New York, but that would be the next step. What's difficult for this when we're counseling our clients is that we might be able to find out who the paparazzi is who took the photograph, but a lot of times not. These photographs are sold, maybe resold, so we got to really trace it back to when it was published, who actually took that photograph, place them at the scene, and then initiate legal action against them.
Larry, of course, a lot of the interest in this story is centered on the fact that Harry's mother, you know, the late Princess Diana, died because of a car chase through the streets of Paris by paparazzi. So I'm wondering, when they arrived in New York City, do you have any indication of what kind of security precautions might have been taken? And clearly they didn't work, or maybe they did work.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the specifics. I do know that at some point, you know, they left in a big black SUV. And during the chase, they abandoned the SUV, got into a New York taxi cab, and were driven to the 19th precinct, which is where they spent the end of their night.
All right, Larry McShane, reporter covering this for the New York Daily News. Also, Chris Melcher, an attorney here in L.A. who represents celebrities.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.